It is Black Friday, but the lines at many stores may not be as long as consumers look for deals online instead. The data firm Adobe Analytics says online sales yesterday were up 20% from a year ago, and almost half of those purchases were made on mobile devices. Americans are expected to spend an average of $637 per person this holiday season, according to one estimate. For more, let's go to Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks for joining us.
Oh, great to be with you.
Okay, so $637 per person on average. Does that strike you as a lot or a little?
You know, I guess it depends. You know, we always read those scary reports about how Americans don't have $400 to pay for an emergency expense. Mm-hmm. And so when I see $600, I'm like, that seems like a lot considering that. On the other hand, if you're cooking a big dinner and you're going out and spending some money, that money does add up. So obviously, we hope that everyone spends within his or her means, but don't go nutty out there.
Well, and I always tell people that the number one piece of financial advice that I got many years ago, and I think it is so dead on, is pay off your credit card bill every month if you can, because you're just wasting your money on these extremely high interest payments if you don't do that. Is there ever a situation, Jill, where you would say, okay, fine, go ahead and run up some debt on your credit card bill for Christmas presents or holiday presents?
I'll tell you a couple reasons why I think it's a bad idea. Number one is many people will do this. They'll say, you know what? I'm going to get a tax refund. So I'll run up a card now. Don't do that. First of all, you don't know. You're not running your estimated taxes, and you probably may find that it's not enough money to pay off the bill. But I think more importantly, it is about your habits and the way you form those habits. And so as you say that if you can use a credit card responsibly, fantastic, that's great, pay it off every month. But if you're the kind of person, you know yourself, then what you try to do is you avoid actually putting it on the credit card. And this is akin to saying, well, I'll speak for myself. Hey, I really like chocolate chip cookies. I am not going to have chocolate chip cookies in my house because I know that's too tempting
right.
for me.
Right. I agree with you 100% about chocolate chip cookies.
Good. We're on the same page.
Any other holiday shopping tips, Jill?
There are so many ways to kind of deal with the holidays in such a smart way. I think it's just taking advantage of it. So technology has been really great, and you can get organized and download various apps that they allow you to scan barcodes of products and compare prices. They're all out there. The question is, will you actually use them? And maybe this is the year where you say to yourself, wait a second. I remember when Jeremy and Jill were talking, and they kept talking about not so much a spending beyond our means, but spending on experience. And what we do know about the holidays and gift giving in general is people don't remember the gift you've given. They remember the experience. So maybe your gift to your niece or your nephew is, we're going out and we're doing something fun. We're going to the zoo. It's something like that. It doesn't have to break the bank.
And also, it could be really something that you make for someone. A photo album or something like that might be much more memorable than an Apple Watch.
You know, that is such a great point, and I've just come up with what you should make me.
Oh, what do you want?
Chocolate chip cookies, obviously.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money, and apparently still hungry post-Thanksgiving. Jill, thank you.
Take care.